Walker County Animal Control officers have located the owner of three severely neglected dogs rescued earlier this week at McWilliams Cemetery. The animals have now been surrendered to the Walker County Animal Shelter. The dogs were found Monday after a concerned citizen reported abandoned animals on West Armurchie Road. Two emaciated dogs were running loose, while a third, later named Miracle, was discovered barely alive inside a drainage pipe and rushed to a veterinary clinic weighing just 10 pounds. Officials say all three dogs are now receiving medical care, and the investigation into the severe neglect remains ongoing. Sharon Evans has been appointed Walker County Tax Commissioner following the retirement of longtime office holder Carolyn Walker. Walker stepped down last week after more than 25 years of service, citing a desire to focus on her health. Evans, who has nearly 16 years of experience in the Tax Commissioner's office, has served as Chief Deputy since 2019. She was sworn in last week, says her goal is a smooth and uninterrupted transition. A special election to fill the remainder of Walker's term is set for November 10th, with qualifying scheduled for August 17th through the 19th. Walker County Chief Deputy Coroner Terry Robertson has earned certification through the American Board of Medicological Death Investigators. Robertson is now one of 37 professionals in Georgia to hold the nationally recognized credential. It requires passing a rigorous exam covering forensic science, investigative procedures, legal requirements, and ethics. Coroner Billy Sims says the achievement reflects Robertson's dedication to the office's commitment to maintaining the highest standards while serving the community with honesty, integrity, and compassion. We've got more news after this. A Catoosa County jury has convicted 35-year-old Nathaniel Lee Green on multiple sex crime charges involving a 2-year-old child. That follows a 2-day trial before Superior Court Judge Don Thompson. Prosecutors say the case began with a child exploitation investigation in Texas, where online messages revealed Green admitted to abusing the child in Georgia and exchanging child pornography. Green was found guilty on 7 counts, including aggravated molestation and aggravated sodomy. He was sentenced to 2 consecutive life sentences, plus 49 years in prison. Details on all these stories can be found on our website. Check us out at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.